We are about to start Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, which are the halachas of Shinui Mokom in the Suda. The Mishnah Brura gives an extensive introduction to this Simen, and it's very important to get it straight before we go into the halachas, among other things because the halachas here are going to take a few days, and the halacha lamaisa, at least for Ashkenazim, does not appear until later in the Simen. And without the introduction, you can easily be misled, because we're only going to be seeing the Shita of the Mechaber. So let's begin. First of all, conceptually, Chazal see a Suda as something that is eaten in one place. The idea of eating all over the place is foreign to Chazal. The assumption is that if you sit down to eat somewhere, an essential element in your meal is your place. Where are you eating? And once you change the venue of your meal in the middle of it, you're already messing things up. Exactly what you did to it, so we are going to see now that there are several aspects of it. The Mishnah Brura goes and divides it into three issues. Issue number one is, what constitutes a shinui makom? What is a change of place? Issue number two is, what kind of foods are affected by shinui makom? And we'll see what that's all about. Number three is, and what is the halacha if there was a shinui makom, if there was a change of place? So let's go through it. Number one, what constitutes a shinui makom? So we have three levels. Level number one is if you leave a building. If you leave you leave a building is defined as a place under one roof. If you leave the building, the halacha is under all circumstances that is considered a change of place. That is a shinui makom. Second case is, you leave a room within a building to another room within that same building. The halacha is that that too is considered shinui makom, that is a din of cheder lecheder, but there are two situations where it would not be. And that is from one room to another room in the building, if you had das at the time, if you had das at the time that you started eating, when you made your bracha, that you were going to leave in the middle and go to the other room, then that would not constitute a shinui makom. So let's compare or contrast this with the previous halacha. If you leave the building, the fact that you had das to eat in the second building is not going to help you. Whereas if you simply leave the room to another room, since your kavana at the time of the bracha was to go to the other room as well, it is not a shinui makom. Another thing, from one room to another is not a shinui makom if you can see from one room to the other. If the room you went to is visible from the room you began eating in, the halacha is that that is not a shinui makom. That is not going to help you from bias to bias, meaning from home to home, but it will help you from cheder to cheder, from room to room. The third situation is mizovis lezovis, from one corner of a room to another. Let us say you have this enormous ballroom, and there's furniture in the middle, maybe even a mechitza in the middle of it. You start eating on one side, and you end up eating on the other side. You go to the other side of it. Since this is all one room, there is no halacha of shinui makom. Within one room, without kavana, without being able to see the other side of it, it is still considered one makom. So once again, in terms of what constitutes a shinui makom, if you leave the building under all circumstances, it's a shinui makom. If you leave the room, if you either had kavana to be in the other room at the time that you made your bracha, or if you can see into the other room, you're considered still having been in that first room. In the case of one room itself, from one corner of the room to another corner, even though you didn't have das and there is no visibility, you couldn't have seen the other side of it, nevertheless, that is not a shinui makom. Okay, question number two. On what foods is there a din of shinui makom? So we find in the Gemara a machlokis between Rav Sheshis and Rav Chisda. Rav Sheshis is the Gemara in Arvei Psachim. Rav Sheshis says that in all foods, shinui makom is a problem. Rav Chisda says that any food where you're required to say a bracha achrona after it in its place, since you know that you've got to come back to say a bracha achrona, you're never considered having left the place. Dvarim hatunim bracha achreihem bimkoman. Things that need a bracha achrona in that place, according to Rav Chisda, there's no din of shinui makom. Now, we're going to find that there's a machlokas of what foods need a bracha achrona in their place. But at least with regard to bread, everyone agrees that birkas hamazon must be made where you ate. Consequently, according to Rav Chisda, there is never a din of shinui makom if you've eaten a kazayas of bread. So according to Rav Chisda, once you've eaten a kazayas of bread in a room, even if you go eat somewhere else, that is not a problem. So we have Machlokas, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Chisda. Whom do we paskin like? The Rambam paskins like Rav Sheshes, that in all foods is a din of Shinui Makom. Whereas the other poskim paskin, this is primarily the Rosh, paskins like Rav Chisda, that it depends on whether or not it needs a bracha achrei bam koma. The Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, follows the Rambam. The Ramah follows the Rosh. So we already have a major difference between the two. Are we discussing Shinui Makom even during a meal? Or are we only discussing Shinui Makom when you're talking about eating fruit, say? According to the Machaber, the din of Shinui Makom applies even to a meal. According to the Ramah, it doesn't. Third question now, what is the halacha of Shinui Makom? So this is a fundamental machlokas. The Rambam Shita is that Shinui Makom ends your meal. According to the Rambam, when you're Mishana Makom, your meal is over. You therefore have to bench where you are, or if you left, come back and bench, and then wherever you go, go make another bracha rishon. That is the Rambam Shita. Most poskim disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that all Shinui Makom is a hesach hadas, which means it ruins your bracha rishona. There's no need to go make another bracha achrona. See, the Rambam had you ending your whole meal. The Rambam says you've just divided your meal into two totally independent eating sessions. Whereas according to Rov Rishonim, that's not the case. All it did was it made you lose your bracha rishona, midin hesach hadas. How do we paskin? Here we are again. The Machaber follows the Rambam. The Ramah follows the other Rishonim. As a result of it, in any case that where there is a Shinui Makom, the Machaber will tell you that you've got to bench and then make a new bracha Rishona, whereas the Ramah would only require a new bracha Rishona and not require you to bench. So this is the basic introduction. Once again, the three parts. What is Shinui Makom? Leaving the building or leaving the room where you couldn't see into the other room and had no das to go there, whereas in the same room there's never a Shinui Makom. What foods does this apply to? Rav Sheshes says everything. Rav Chisda says only things that don't need a bracha achrona in their place. The Machaber follows Rav Sheshes. The Ramah follows Rav Chisda. And then the third question, which is what is the halacha of Shinui Makom? The Machaber follows the Rambam, that the halacha is you've got to bench and then make a new bracha rishona. The Ramah would hold, no, you have to make a new bracha rishona, but there's no need to say a bracha achrona over what you previously ate. Now we read Sif Aleph, and that's what we're going to be doing today. You were eating in one house, and you left your meal and went to another one. Or you were in the middle of eating, and a friend called you out to speak. And you left the door of your house. You went outside the building. And you came back. Since you changed your place, you have to say a bracha achrona on what you ate until now. And then you make a new bracha rishona on what you're about to eat. Whereas if you're within the house, so here the Machaber is referring to where you spoke to him within the same room. Even though you change position from one corner to the other, ein sarach levarach. There's no need for a new bracha rishona. Says the Ramah Hago, im haya dato lechol b'makom acher lo mikri shini makom. If you had das to eat in the second place, it's not a shini makom. V'hu shiu shnei amakomus b'bayis echad. As long as they're both in the same building. Now, what's he talking about? If it's from one corner of a room to the other, the Machaber already said that. If it's from one house to another, so he's telling us v'hu b'bayis echad. What he's referring to is one room to another room within the house. So the Machaber told us that from house to house, you always have to make a bracha. From corner to corner in the same room, you never have to make a bracha. Says the Ramah, from room to room within the same building, if you had das, you would not have to make a new bracha. If you didn't have das, you would have to make a new bracha. Now, all of this we're going to see is talking about when you're eating alone. If you ate in company and some of the people are still there, that will be taken care of in Sif Beis already. So the issue here is where you're eating totally on your own. Now, if in the case where you can see from one place to another, the Ramah didn't mention it, but the Mishnah Berurah speaks it out. If it's within the same building from room to room, if you can see from one to the other, it does not constitute a Shinui Makom. There's a bir halacha here, quite a long bir halacha, dealing with the question of going mi-cheder le-cheder from room to room in the same building where you can't see and didn't have das, he says that it's a big machlokas rishonim and his maskani is safek brachas lahakal. So ideally, you should not be eating, you do not eat in one room, then continue eating in a second room that you couldn't see into and your das wasn't to eat there. But if you actually walked there, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens safek brachas lahakal, and you would not make a new bracha.